thank you for again for having the International Coffee Organization here. Well, I mean, to add on from the third commodity being discussed today is about coffee. And coffee has, of course, share common challenges and opportunities like the other commodities, but let's make it specific for coffee. I think there are two things. First of all, what is sustainability? Because we keep using sustainability, and just like to recall that in 1987, the first time this term was used. I mean, I've been working in this field for a long time, but since the Bertrand report, the question say, whatever we, to meet the needs today, we have to assure that the future generation can meet the same needs. So sustainability at the core is that what we're doing today should not compromise the ability, in this case, for coffee to consume coffee. Now, I share the questions about price. I share the questions about compliance. For coffee specifically, there are a few elements that just are used in this slide. Well, we drink in 3 billion cups a day. So worldwide, we all drink in 3 billion cups. So, and this is continue growing. The growth rate of consumption is about 2 to 2.5%. So there will be more coffee will be needed. More coffee will be needed, and we'll have to have farmer sustainability assured from an economic, social, and environmental point of view. Because while price and the economic sustainability is the core, if the climate change is impacting so dramatically coffee production, and some estimates said that in 2050, about half of the coffee cannot be produced because of climate change, well, then, you know, then the price will just jump to, I don't know, $100 per cup. The other point is that climate change has an impact, but this is also related to the way we produce coffee today. And we know there are millions of smallholder farmers. They hardly, and as again, I'm using Michelle's example of cocoa, very similar one, even coffee is more scattered in many, many countries' production, how they can actually have this living income. And this is why one of the core focus of the ICO has been to partner with the private sector. Why? Because members in 2017-18, they face a very, very low price. You know, basically a quarter of what is the price now. And then they say, if we have to find the solution, we have to find the solution together with who with the industry. Because industry is a key, you know, it's not just a government matter to decide what to do, but only with industry we can work together. So a coffee public-private task force was established with that purpose, and with that purpose, they are working together since 2020 to find common solution. At the core of that work together is the concept of living income. I made some example, you know, earlier that in Mexico, for example, the living income should reach about $9,000 a year, and now we have about $4,000. So there is a huge gap. So the question is how we can all work together to ensure that this gap is reduced and farmers can reach that living income, the income that enabled them to cover their costs by selling their produce, but also to cover the other needs that they have in terms of housing, health, and education. So that is, again, a key element of the sustainability. The third point is that coffee plantations, in this specific case, they are very, very old. They are very unproductive. So from 0.4 to, you know, about 40 tons per hectares can be produced. So there is a huge gap in terms of productivity, and this has to be filled. And again, the example of Mexico is that they will be focusing in the next few years, up to 2030, to close the productivity gap. So producing and selling higher quality and better produce, that will reduce the living income gap. So you have to work on the different elements to reach sustainability. The last aspect is about ensuring also the social sustainability, because that cannot be neglected. That means occupational health and safety, avoiding and fighting illegal labor practices are part of the equation that have to be considered. So to summarize, in coffee, the demand is growing. There is a huge demand. The steel producers are below the poverty line, about half of them. And the tools are to improve in terms of efficiency, fighting climate change with new, more effective climate-resistant varieties, but also working on productivity and improving the whole supply chain. Thank you.
Thank you very much.